welcome back to Let's Dig Into That. We are so grateful to have you here with us. We are here because we're curious, because our plain small didn't serve the world. We're flawed, we're honest, and we're willing to go there. Join us as we volunteer our vulnerability in pursuit of growth and lasting change. And that we, I'm going on about, I'm here with the heavy lifter and shapeshifter, a discerning man who maintains a great tan.
Oh, I see what you did
here
there.
Here with me, it's JT.
Woo! I see what you did there.
Recently been identified as, yes.
That's a strength of
you
mine.
You have a strength. Yeah. I think we both looked at each other and were like, okay, we'll figure out how that fits. But it's true.
No, like when we're doing this, you like help me figure out where this goes. Yeah.
Where I...
Everybody, you can keep going. That voice you just heard, she's the most beautiful girl in the world in these eyes. She loves to make a plan and stay organized. Jordan, everybody.
I do love it. I'm rocking the good tabs in my notebooks. Yes, I do like to stay organized. And every time I was like, he's gonna say something about my thighs, and that's just so I am. Yeah,
why would
seems
I do that?
Like an odd stage to just go there. It would be very unlike you, but every time I'm like, oh shit,
organized is rooted. Remember, you sold my parents' house.
I do remember.
And I went to my parents when we started connecting, and I was like, do you guys think that Jordan's into me? And my mom responded with, well, she's really organized.
Yes.
Which I didn't know how to take that. But.
Yes, that is perfect. And somehow, seems like it's title of a chapter.
Yeah, that's something that probably should have upset me. But can I share something with you that someone said to me that did upset me recently?
You know, I like it when you get turned up. So let's do it.
I'm not going to throw anyone particularly under the bus here.
Okay.
But I'll just give you the sort of situation.
Context us.
But I needed to get something fixed. And when I took it to the fixer... The fixer looked at me and said, you know what? You should be grateful. And I was like...
Stuff's broke?
Exactly.
Broken situation.
I guess it could be broke worse.
Could be
But
worse.
I was just like, birds. I just wanted to throw up my middle fingers at this man. It was basically the equivalent of telling someone to calm down. Oh, you know what? You should be grateful. I was like,
The face and the fists of justice over here are alive. And well, calm down doesn't make me want to go, you need to calm up.
I wanted to, like, I wanted to be like, well, you should be busy.
Oh, that is, and shouldn't we all be grateful? What a sentiment. Whoa, is that what we're going to end up, are we going down a path here of gratitude's kind of turning into that buzzword that's getting me, like, if you say triggered, I'm like, that's triggering for me. That is, I'm just kind of, I get it, but find it, like, let's just mix it up. And I'm not trying to discount, but gratitude's getting a weird ass rap where it's
I think everyone has talked about gratitude, so I'm glad that we're going to dig in, and thanks for knowing exactly where I'm going, but... It is.
Somebody used gratitude as a cuss word at you. Of course we're going to go there.
it was like someone telling me my personal beliefs. Like, it was like, hey, why don't you?
Would you love that?
Well, you know, if you're in a crisis situation and someone comes up to you and is like, hey, just breathe. That's one thing. But when someone's just like, you should be grateful. I was like, I understand the practice of gratitude and how powerful it can be. Don't put...
You're diminishing it.
If you have to tell someone to be grateful, you're probably not practicing gratitude yourself.
What are you going to say when the invoice crosses the desk? And if you, just pay that money.
Pay half of it and say you should be grateful.
It is tricky. I feel like in that same vein, I struggle with, like, I don't know where I came to hear that it was, but I take it as really great advice. But I try not to use the phrase, like, I understand when someone is opening up to me, because I don't.
Right,
I
you can't.
Be close in the sentiment, because, like, what a, you know, tricky little paradox when it's like the whole point, we all as humans are craving to be seen, heard, understood. So someone saying, I understand, feels very similar.
It's passive aggressive, in my opinion. If you're saying, hey, I understand, it's like, you can stop talking now. Because I get it.
Yeah, as opposed to, I hear you, my heart is, going out to you. That tell me more is an incredible, should I try? But it, even though it comes from it comes from a good place, that seems pretty tricky. So this ungrateful attitude, he needs gratitude adjustment.
That's right, gratitude adjustment.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, that's probably on a vision board somewhere. I'm going to look later. I feel like I didn't coin that, but it came out hot.
I really like it. All right. So I want to talk about gratitude.
Please.
Do you have a practice?
Always game.
Do you have a practice of gratitude? How does gratitude...
Already ticked off with the word choice. Already a little... Yes, I'm just going to bring the same... I wanted to match your energy.
Uh-huh.
Practice makes me I got to I organized.
More work to be done?
Yeah, organized. And I do love having played sports, a practice can be a very beautiful thing. But mindfulness practice, meditation practice, that shit's in your head.
Uh-huh.
For me, gratitude is driven by my heart.
Okay.
And so to put a practice on something that I want to do its thing well, preferably, mm-hmm. I think that I need to come. So I'm not against that word. I think it's probably what we're going to use over and over again. But developing a relationship, to be in communication, to have a place you can kind of step into, because there is true biological scientific proof that whether you can implement it correctly, I don't know. But if you can change... If you have a gratitude practice in place and you have that flow, your reaction time actually increases. By we're talking 2 seconds or less, not a buku amount of time, but your...
Explain to me what you mean. I'm a little lost.
I kind of dove. I'm just thinking that having a practice, making gratitude a habit, a part of your daily life, of a morning,
habit.
A journal, a... Yeah.
I like that.
Where you can't help yourself. Where in the morning, it's I'm grateful for... The bigger picture things is kind of I can lay in bed. I don't lay in bed really. I'm not into that sort of thing. But as I pace around with my coffee in hand, that I will go through specific but more general, big things about family and love and things I've seen in places or someone I talked to yesterday, maybe a reflection on that. At night, some people when you're to clear the brain, what a great way to kind of point yourself towards sweet dreams. I don't know if you dreamers out there, but to be able,
I do it
every day. I do at least 3 and 1 nice thing to my body every day. I have a freaking practice, got sassy about the word. Your turn.
I like habit. I'm really curious about what you said about your reaction time. So are you saying if you have this practice and you're regularly consciously thinking about how to be grateful, when you're faced with a challenge, you're quicker to go to gratitude as opposed to that negative sort of spiral that we can do?
Again, the excellent point on the negative spiral, our human tendency, our bias leans negative.
Yes,
because we are self-protective. Yeah, are self-protective, and that makes sense. So having the active participation in a practice that if you can, it changes the pace that we adapt to change is how I understand
it.
That it
gives
you, where you're still going to be I'm getting bad news. But if you have an opportunity to, where your position is coming from here we go, I am not someone that's saying I can at all in the muck be I am so grateful because this is going to, I'm going to take such great lessons. Absolutely not. Anger,
yes.
Rage, supreme, feeling all the shit. But down the line, I can be oh, dang. I have gratitude for exes. I have gratitude for places, jobs that did not go well.
I have gratitude for bad things that happened to me because I learned a valuable lesson.
Right. And so, but I don't need to do it in the moment. And so, but having that gratitude practice of being able to reflect later, you can kind of see that when you're faced with incoming SHIT, don't know why I chose to spell it there, that you go, you have more resilience of maybe I'm going to get through it. Or I am going to get through it. But we got this.
So not only it speeds up your reaction time to be more grateful and maybe
slows, it gives you more pause in your reaction
time.
So you aren't popping off with an emotional reaction of nope. Like, that ain't happening, you know.
Where wrong
you,
energy.
Yeah, wrong energy. I love it. And so you, if you choose or and have the capacity and ability and, yeah, mental state to have that heart gratitude focus, your reaction time, I'm going to call it, softens.
Okay.
That makes it where you are more in control, dare I say? I don't know if that's real, but there, that's something that is a really inspiring for me. Like, oh, I need that. Anything to improve a reaction.
So you're conditioning.
To grace that.
I loved what you said to start this, where gratitude, in your opinion, doesn't really come from your head. It really comes from your heart.
Right.
And so does this practice help you with it coming from your heart? Because, like, it sounds like you're in your head about it.
Oh, my head's always involved. Like, head, heart, vagina. I am female. And, like, they are all wired all together. Yeah. And mouth. I guess. Yeah. Exactly. I got lots to say. But so ask me again. Like, my practice.
So I just am. With, I love
how
that
do I get it to my heart?
Yeah. How does it go from this thing that you're being sort of consciously reflecting of? I would think of that as more of like a mental capacity, more in your head.
I think. How does it get to your heart? Spontaneity. I think we've all had, whether we recognized in the moment or not, where gratitude almost in a very loving way kind of overwhelms when you have that, oh my goodness, a smell that takes you all the way back mm-hmm. and you are in that spot. For me, it's like unanticipated handholding. When it's like a dad and his son grab hands in a moment where it's like that age where it's like, right at the, after this summer, it's not going to be cool. I don't have kids and I'm like, oh, Presh. And I hold my dad's hand constant. Like there are. And so that's when it comes upon you.
Gotcha.
When it is. And so that's when that specific, unusual sometimes, and you, it takes you on a little journey. And that's where I think the heart gets involved.
Thank you. That's very well said.
For me. Personally.
The other thing that you touched on that I truly believe about gratitude, and I want to just clarify because you jumped a million steps
yep.
to start. Well, no, it's a good thing because when I think about gratitude, I unfortunately first think about like pleases and thank yous. Like what is real gratitude? I think about my great grandmother.
Okay.
I got to go out and see her on the East Coast once a year usually. And when I saw her, she usually handed me a $100 bill. And I made sure that I was grateful. I made sure to thank her. I made sure to be like, this is so awesome. I made sure to send a thank you note. I was extremely
thank you or grateful. Were you polite or grateful?
I was polite because what I realized as an adult is if I did see my great grandmother and she didn't hand me a $100 bill, I'd be disappointed. That's not gratitude. I was being polite, not grateful.
I like the standard. I like that you're taking an assessment because we were kiddos. Like I remember when grandma had at Christmas time, the red envelopes and the green. I'm like, there's different denominations, like which color we don't know. Like there is something very kid energy about holding that paper monies in your hand. And you would you have said it to grandma's face? Like, hey, lady, I'm wearing that outfit you mailed. Where's my money?
Exactly. What I realized.
Probably not. I don't think that would have.
Well, you said in the moment. And I think gratitude's really difficult in the moment because I did have gratitude for that thing because I would usually take that $100 and we'd go to the outlet malls and I'd get something Nike, which I didn't have a lot of Nike stuff. And I was all into these athletes that wore it. And then I would wear it to play sports and I'd think about her.
Oh,
and that's where the gratitude happened.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, that's the true gratitude.
And isn't on the court shredding, thinking about great grandma? I mean, that's awesome.
Well,
it
was easy to think about her too. She was a basketball freak. She watched the March Madness games. She'd stay up till the middle of the night. And,
perfect. So, I think you nailed it, but you did touch on an excellent point of like, it's probably something I know nothing about, but like politeness, but like toxic politeness. Where it's like, I'm actually super passive aggressive and not grateful at all.
If you pretend to be grateful for something you're not grateful for, that is a toxic act of politeness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're letting someone else believe that their action, that you're grateful for it. And so most likely that action that you didn't appreciate, that gift, whatever it could be, you just set them up for a failure with your toxic politeness.
What about if you just can't get it up? Like, what? I feel like that sounds so hard. You know, you're a kiddo and you're dealing with, you're hearts crushed by the kid, it's your girl at school, or your friend group's acting all weird, or you're leaving all your friends so for the summer.
You're saying
and
you
there's
can't,
other stuff.
You can't find anything in your life to be grateful for.
What if you
for?
Just, what if this, like, this is my, I was born this way. And so, you know, thinking gratitude coming up, I'm like, I'll ride that horse anytime because it's, I haven't found a negative.
Well, I'm going to go back to what you said about practice. And I kind of agree with you. I kind of hate that word for practice of gratitude. It should be from the heart. I agree with that. However, building the habit of gratitude, like you're saying, can really go a long way in understanding what you're grateful for. And if you struggle to even come up with something that you can be grateful for in a reflection moment, my honest piece of advice would be you should probably talk to a professional. I think there's
might disclaimer, like, we're not professionals. We are not.
We like to dig into things and learn alongside with our listeners.
But oh damn, do you deserve it? And so,
everyone deserves to be happy and grateful for the things in their lives, because what it does is it shifts your perspective to be more optimistic. When you are focused on the good in your life, guess what you're not focused on? The bad in your life. It's pretty simple.
Give yourself a 2-minute reprieve.
And so not to brush over, like, if you can't find anything
to be. Exactly right. I'm like, if you can't get it up, because I'm giving a lot of zhuzh.
Yeah, depression and anxiety and these disorders are real, and we don't want to ever discredit that. But again, find, if that's your situation where there's nothing to be grateful for in your life, try to talk to someone who's professionally trained to help you with that particular situation.
Yes, because I can, thinking about my wiring and looking, the two of us, if I look outside and it is gray, cloudy, rainy, I'm not psyched. I moved to Colorado because there's this whole reputation about
300
it
days of sunshine.
300 days. So I do my mood, and so I responded to that need in my life. If it's dreary and rainy and sloppy, I think JT here more inclined to be like, today's shot. All of my activities were outside. I'd never wanted to garden. Today was the day my gardening journey began. I've got my hoe, my gloves, my dirt ready. And so, I go, well, shoot, this is obviously not going to last forever. And I'm like, it's spring. This means more flowers. Like, this is what it's supposed to do. How great is that?
Do you credit that to the habits that you've built, that you can look outside and be like, this rain that's ruining my today is going to make my tomorrow better? That is not something everyone's capable of.
True. And so, and I don't have a ton of advice on this, but the practice, the perspective, I love that you use that word, enhancement of making a point where I'm not BSing myself on silver linings. Like, I can definitely do that. Like, when I'm sitting there de-icing a plane, I'm like, oh, we're just going to get there like so much safer. Nope. We all have heard the rage pirate was born within me. Like, I get pissed, but I burn it off.
Right.
And the gratitude rolls real easy. So the mitigation of the emotional reactions, it really helps. And so I'm just instantly more inclined to be like, oh, damn, it stinks that it's raining. I'm going to check the weather right now, and I'm going to make a plan to do something fun outside 2 days from now when it says it's going to be Colorado-like. And so I think that I've been a good influence on you in that way, where I can be like, oh man, our flight's delayed 20 minutes. Thank God I need a snack.
Right. I get to use the bathroom twice.
Gratitude.
This episode of Let's Dig Into That is brought to you by...
Are you or a loved one suffering from chronic entitlement syndrome? Do you find yourself spiraling into comparisons, complaints, or saying things like, why me? You may be eligible for gratitude. Gratitude is a non-toxic, non-drowsy daily practice proven to increase presence, reduce pettiness, and occasionally, just occasionally, make you cry at sunsets. Side effects may include seeing the good in people you can barely tolerate, saying thank you and actually meaning it, and spontaneous hugs. Gross. Don't wait. Talk to your inner child about gratitude today, because it's never too early to grow the hell up.
Gratitude is not for everyone. Consult your higher self before starting. If feelings persist for longer than 4 hours, congratulations, you're human. You started talking about this, but I want to know more about the actual habits that you've built, how you've done it. What does gratitude look like in your day?
Winging it. No, I'm just kidding. I said it quickly earlier. That's a great question. And I have reflected on it for the first time, because it is part of my accountability practice where I
with your cousins where
yes, where all I'm sending, I'm writing them for myself. Some days I do a lot of windshield or bathtub, but you know, shower time, meditation.
Yeah.
And or not meditation, we're all just,
that's
yeah.
I think that's a meditation for sure.
It is. But in the, I didn't want to, yeah, confuse my mind-heart dynamic. But that's a really, so it can come up any and all the time. And then we send a little emoji of, hey, I did, for me, it's like my push-ups. I wrote these words and but I'm not sending.
So is there like a specifics. Certain amount of gratitude that you
So want? I do a 3-in-1.
A 3-in-1.
I do a 3. And the point about the 3 is it can, for I don't have any limitations or structure, like it's what
as what you're feeling,
but it's more in, yeah, but it is, I notice more specific when it's like, oh, it can be something super small. That's not a word choice that I like for the spirit of the gratitude conversation, but I think right.
Minor is better than small. Right. Like it could be a tiny little thing throughout your day.
But I'm telling you, we live in a desert, and these little, I know I mentioned spring, we have the world's itty bitty teeny tiniest little flowers that are purple, pink, and white, and it's like carpet, and you can barely see it, and it's going to be gone in a flash. Mesmerizing to me. And it's,
so that was one
I'm
of your
not
gratitudes.
New here, and so not even included on my list today. So like that came up later when I was out and about. I wrote gratitudes in the dark this morning. And then, and then, yeah, out with the dogs on this, like,
so
yeah.
3-in-1. What
Wizard
does that
mean? Of Oz, like carpet. It
What's
was
the
awesome.
One?
My one was, thank you, Renee J, my cousin who was a guest here recently on the pod, but self-kindness, doing one for myself, three, body, mind.
Three things about your life, the day yeah. that you're grateful for, followed by...
And not even the day. It's stuff that just comes from the heart, yeah.
Followed by one sort of positive self-affirmation.
Real self-love.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to build that
habit. And there are days when
it
is tough as hell. I'm going to steal my cousin's line of like, it can't be my hair. She has fabulous hair every day. Like it just can't. And so like stuff gets tough and like we're all aging in the middle of this, but I have done it for more, probably almost 2 years somewhere, maybe even a little more.
Wow.
Where it's just part of my life. And even if I'm laying down mouth guard in bed and I'm like, oh shoot, didn't happen. It has already. And I know it because I have a habit of like, oh man, I'm so grateful the line's not long, which is a very different thing. But in certain spots, you know the line I'm talking about when you're like, this has changed the dynamic of my whole afternoon. We have a couple of stores that you're like, I need a shower and a cigarette.
I don't go and to like, one of our grocery yes. stores because they don't have a self-checkout.
Oh.
I don't go to that grocery store.
Yeah. So I've been recently dipping into the checkout line flavor. I mean, it's all fodder for the tell-all. It's a lot. So specific. Go ahead.
I'm going to keep throwing you on the, you know, over the coals for a second.
You think I was finished with that one?
No, I don't think okay. you're finished, but I just have another question as you've been describing this to me. Have you felt the effects? Is this a long-term thing that you build?
Yes.
Or is it?
Because when you and I get news, I see my reaction and I see yours and I'm like, I'm doing something right. And so,
hey,
sure,
now.
No, but it is because I know, because I love you in such a way that I am happy to be, I am known as the hype man. Where you are discerning, we learn that I'm not necessarily galvanizing by choice. Great at it. And so, but I can spin things with a good enough, because it is life, and my gratitude practice has taught me that we get to do hard things. Like, there's no avoiding it. There's no in the mess saying like, oh, I'm so grateful for my life, so this doesn't hurt. The pain's not real. Nonsense. Nonsense.
I love it.
And so I'm like, yeah, we get to do hard stuff. And having, that's what gratitude has helped me with, the perspective, using your word.
Uh-huh.
And also expectations, like having an attitude of gratitude and looking back, you're like, folks have been through some shit and I'm really going to get turned up about this moment. This is going to end it all. Is this delay on the train? Like, nope. And so, because neither of us really like to be late. And so if there is,
it's my
and
number
we
one
have
stressor. Hate
one
it.
Highway and there, I was like, I saw a sign, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. construction, one lane in and out of town. I'm like, guess we got to load up. We've got to load up. I'm going to get, yeah, some things. We should, yeah, invite others over. But yeah, the escape route has been limited. And so I think my perspective of we get to live this life. Like, I am hard on my body. That's why I have the self-love. And so waking up and being like, whoo, I don't hurt. I abused myself. And like, wow. Yeah.
I appreciate you putting in all this forethought. And I'm sorry, I just keep throwing questions at you, but where I see myself going wrong, you already talked about my face versus your face.
I did under the bus you there.
No, it's fine. But I think I have a problematic habit when it comes to gratitude that I put a lot of gratitude, so into your expectations category, mm-hmm. into events in the future. I have so much gratitude for anticipation. Mm-hmm.
So when your plan gets thwarted.
Oh, man, do I not handle it well.
Yes. And we all can relate. Like, right. Yeah, you find out that your presentation, your flight, the traffic, like when shit goes awry, nobody's, well, the monks are doing their best to teach, but yeah, nobody's zenned out.
But I do think that your habit of practicing these three gratitudes, being mindful of it, letting your heart connect, has really made you better at that, because we all love to anticipate something good. But putting the pressure on it, like I'm literally grateful when I go like, oh, we've got a trip to Minneapolis mm-hmm. later in May.
Whoop, whoop.
That makes me really, really excited. I'm grateful that we have that planned because I'm excited about mm-hmm. it. But I'm putting an unrealistic, like if something goes wrong, I've now set my expectations through gratitude up for failure.
And what's the wrong? What's the worst case? What are you scared of?
Well, here's the thing is like, I think if I were more like you in practicing gratitude daily, I would be better suited to adjust to the changes, because the changes are going to happen. Like that's one of the biggest benefits of this is you change your perspective to be more optimistic when you actually have a habit of practicing gratitude. And I need to do better at it is what I'm learning is I'm putting too much of my gratitude. What I'm grateful for is too much in the future, is too much out of my control.
Well, and I don't want to discount them like any flavor, any type, but I love that you notice that you have that awareness about yourself, because it seems very vague-ish. I wish there was a bit, it seems very loose in the, like, I understand. So are you nervous, like, that Minnesota's going to disappear or we'll never get there? Like, you arrived 24 hours before a planned event we're excited to attend. Should we say what it is?
Shout out Fortune Feimster.
We're coming for you, Fortune Feimster. So, yeah, we're going to see some stand-up comedy, and we're pumped. And my bestie of life and family, I love them all so dearly. And so this trip's going to be great. If the flight gets delayed, JT's nemesis, and the face we're referencing, it's just the best example to use because we've been there. What I think I can take away is what I do for you is – what I do for myself is try to notice and name it. Like, okay, this ick thing happened. And then I try to find something to notice on the positive. Like, all right, we're delayed. This is great. Here's an easy one that I get away with a lot. So when we get there, it'll be perfect because now our hotel room will be ready. And we'll just grab lunch, leave our bags, sit, somewhere fun and...
So you
check,
find
check.
Something to be
exactly.
grateful
and I
for.
Exactly. And I notice it and then I give it a full on, yeah.
I do that.
Get specific.
I do that to a degree. Get specific. I mm-hmm. think that's really important. I want to talk more about that. But we're going to Minneapolis. I am a huge Prince fan. I'm going to be just happy to be in the land of prance.
Of yes. And I can't, the moves, the body
that
language.
That was a Maya Rudolph right there.
Oh, prance. Yes. Exactly. Oh, that makes me so happy. Yeah. Well, I should pack some purple.
I
think
it's a reframe.
It's called fearless gratitude is that future gratitude.
Okay.
We watched a short clip not long ago, and there was a gentleman who had South American, that's all I know, maybe Argentina.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe Brazil.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, and it was a quick little probably on Instagram clip that came up via the YouTube because I love all these things.
Algorithm.
This man was, I wish I could, we'll see if we can find it, show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Do I ever follow up on that? We'll see.
Yes.
But this gentleman was arrested for some, stood for something.
He was a journalist.
Political prisoner or journalist, yes. And so solitary confinement years on end. Said this man passed along advice from a monk, said people pray for three things. Do I have them? For need, mm-hmm. out of need. We get that.
Yes, absolutely.
Out of fear.
Yep.
Ha, yeah. And for gratitude.
Wow.
And so this gentleman going into this horrific environment of
imprisoned in another country,
torturous, yeah, and torture and bad, said the battlefield that I would be fighting was going to be with my mind, and I focused on the gratitude. And so that future planning, that fearless gratitude, I'm saying grab at anything you got, what's waiting at home, what you came from, generational gratitude, go for it. But that future fearless gratitude, I think, is great. But I think that the in the moment, your softening, the ability to react to change in a different way would be enhanced by you being able to notice and name
that's powerful.
The good shit that's going on.
Notice and name the good shit. Find your...
I got a quick curse. I got a swear jar. Travel jar swear jar.
So tell me more about why it's important to be specific with your gratitude.
Ooh. I feel like for a multitude of reasons, again, kind of my argument earlier was to discount being like, oh, it can be something small, but I think the specificity fans that flame of, you know, getting that optimism, seeing more of it. Because like, if you catch a whiff of a beautiful, like a flower or a bakery in
that's
the
different
breeze,
than seeing it out your window.
Yeah, in the breeze, and you suddenly, like, your senses are heightened and they're getting specific, like, oh my gosh, my lunch break is never ending today, or this, like, where I'm at. And I mean, cobblestone streets bring a girlfriend and I a silly amount of joy. And uh-huh. I am not the smoothest criminal. Like, I am not exactly riddled
trip
with
hazard.
Grace eyes akimbo. And so, yeah, I'm like, I love cobblestones for my sick ankles. And so, like, but yeah, I think the getting specific, I don't know why, is my answer. I think, is there something taboo? I'm just thinking of like sobriety, and I'm like, that's something I'm grateful for a boundless amount of reasons.
Cobblestone streets?
No, sobriety.
Sobriety, yes.
And cobblestones, I see your connection there. Hey, hey. Yeah, I probably thought I just, yeah, glided. Piggyback ride? Like, no, it's all bad. It's all bad. But that almost, do you have anything that you're grateful for that feels like resistance or rebellion?
You know, the way I'm going to answer this question is sometimes I can feel like when I am practicing, I think we uh-huh. both kind of pinpointed that word as something we didn't love. Gratitude.
When you're developing your gratitude
right.
skill set.
Well,
I
the reason I
better.
Don't like that word is because sometimes it feels performative.
Ah.
And so when I am being grateful for something, but I feel like I'm performing, but I actually have
that
gratitude,
politeness.
The politeness gets in the way. And so sometimes mm-hmm. I do feel like I'm.
Is
you know,
that real gratitude
acting.
If it's performative? Is it still real to a certain degree? Because you're saying the words.
I would say yes for the purpose of building habits. I actually feel it. My actions that are a result feel performative, but the feeling's real. That's why it's real. You know what I mean? Like I actually am grateful for this person. But I do think when it comes to specificity, what I was sort of guiding you towards is we shouldn't be grateful. I don't think it's true like gratitude when you're appreciative of someone for doing something as opposed to appreciative of them and grateful to them for who they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Does that make any kind of sense? Like the change in the effect that I feel when I'm grateful for someone, not because they did something for me, but because they're a part of my life. That's when something changes in my mind.
Dream big, little dipper. I think it's awesome in theory, but I'm just like imagining you bringing me, I love a giant ice water. That's
yes, you
one
do.
Of my favorite things. And you squeeze a little lemon there, I'll party. Uh-huh. And so you bringing me that, if me being, I am so glad you're alive and the one with the arms to deliver this, like, what, how do I work that in? Because it's, I just don't know if I'm getting it all the way. I think it's a great idea. So if it makes sense to you, run with it. But I'm just like, you're right, where I feel like the acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement is the key. Exactly
yeah.
right. That's what I'm trying to say. And I don't want
to. I got there. I got there, guys.
Thank you for that. You really helped sort of dissect what I'm trying to say, where I want to acknowledge you for you, not because of the action. You know, let's say someone helped me move. I'm grateful that you helped me move, but I also want to acknowledge how grateful I am for you for being the person I could call and ask me and ask to help me move. Does that make sense? Like, that's how I think you can take it to another level.
Mm-hmm. How do we, I'm still curious how we
Your face was great.
Yeah. It's just,
we got to get these on YouTube.
The jungle in this man's brain. I'm fascinated. But no, I really like that. I think it's a great, just, I'm sticking to the perspective word of, yeah, what an opportunity to kind of zhuzh it up. But yeah.
Can you be grateful for like really negative things? Like, I'm thinking about your last question of like, is there anything that you're grateful for that kind of makes you uncomfortable?
How did we not talk about, yeah, that it's like how important this is when stuff blows.
Right.
When, let's just say, meds are in order and things are just like normal life.
Yeah.
That what happens, and I do think the practice is clutch.
You're setting yourself up for success.
Right, but it's, for me, not about anything that's going on there. Like, we were talking about, like, okay, you have this new job or new manager hired or something, and when you started there, the break room vibes were, like, a little too edgy for like the full workplace comfort zone.
Maybe a little sexual harassment going on?
Like, yeah, where it's just like, yeah, where it's like, I don't know you that well. Like, we ain't friends. And so where it's
like, nice Gams, Gabby. Like,
yeah, exactly. Gams, hilarious.
I didn't know that word until recently.
Yep, you're welcome. Nice Gams, Gabby. Well played, well utilized. And so, yeah, Gabby's going, I'm so grateful to have this job. Nope. Like, that's not something I'm on board with. But I do think it's a great time to look for a new job or talk to HR. Not on board with that, so I just don't want to get it twisted.
That is a phenomenon mm-hmm. that exists that has been written about called gratitude bypassing, where you actually can...
I don't know crap about this, but that makes a lot of sense.
You can actually use gratitude in a negative capacity to not acknowledge these bad things that are happening to you. And so it is sort of a fine line, but I think that we can all be pretty reasonable. If you're experiencing sexual harassment, but you're grateful for the job, you're probably not using gratitude the correct way.
Well, and that's sad because then it makes me go like, bless your heart, lots of, what happened? You know, this shit has gone down that you think this is okay. Let's hug. And so, yes, I think that this we're playing with fire because that's a lot. But yeah, when it's icky, when the shit is hard, what are you going to try to implement now?
The habits that you build by practicing gratitude, finding the things that you're grateful for in your everyday life when shit isn't hitting the fan, mm-hmm. Makes it so when you're faced with a challenge, a hardship, you're better inclined to handle it. You can actually use the practice of what you're really doing when you practice gratitude is you're
acknowledging.
You're acknowledging and you're practicing sort of a light switch in your brain is the way I look at it on how to switch your perspective. Because it's really easy to see a situation and go, well, my life sucks.
Totally.
But if you are practiced and you are conditioned to see some of the positives, or even at the very slightest, know that on the other side of this challenge, you're going to be a better, stronger person. You can handle it with more grace, with more immediacy, you know?
Absolutely. It is the practice of what you're saying is making gratitude kind of like your engine thrum. It is the antidote to a fear-driven life.
Yes.
Because, yes, we as humans are put through some incredibly hard things, not by choice, and we get to do some hard things, and it does us all well to think about the good for a moment.
Absolutely.
Because the hard stuff's not going away.
Nope.
And now it's time for Yeditations, the thoughts in our brains keeping us from meditating.
My brain's spinning on two things. One, can I like multitask my gratitude practice? Like, would you be able to, like something I'm already doing? Because I mean, I practice it in the moment, but like brushing my teeth, like if I haven't done my gratitudes today in the evening, would that be something you'd be
Great
able
question.
To
I mean, I think women are like not using stereotypes, but are much better multitaskers. Like if I tried to do my gratitudes while I brush my teeth, my gratitudes would be like, man, I love my electric toothbrush.
They'd be focused on.
And so
very oral orientation.
I think one of my favorite things about gratitude is that it sort of makes us be in the present. And so I'm not sure I can separate them, but I'm not saying everyone can't.
And you are one to come out of that experience being like, dang, this mouth is freshy fresh. Like
yeah.
Second spin going on in my mind right now
uh-huh.
is gratitude is healing.
Yes.
Like, is there a requisite time? Because I think that gratitude is healing. We can all probably get on board, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, if you can show love and appreciation for that tough time and then you see and you grow from that experience.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, next. Like, how quickly
ready to move on.
Thank you, next. I'm trying to incorporate.
Practice that gratitude, move on. I think that comes with experience, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, like, the stronger and longer your practice,
you can't maybe you get better at that. Craft, and I'm like, 3 hours
yeah.
I've done.
I think you're pretty good at it.
Gratitude.
You're only forward. I mean, that's that's a motion.
I am a good multitasker.
Yeah, you are.
This has been Yeditations.
This has been really insightful, and I have one last question. I'm curious.
Shoot.
Can you give me like a word for what you were grateful for, like phases of your life? I'm thinking like little childhood, getting that money from Mimi, like what, like 0 to 10, and then like going into like as a student, sort of like that 10 to 20, or like student and athlete. And then if you had a word, like what were you grateful for if you summed up your 20s and 30s?
Wow. Well, going back that young, I would say like
0 to childhood. What
childhood.
Were you grateful
for? I mean, I had a lot of great support. I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful that my family knew with a hyperactive weirdo like me that they needed to get me involved in everything. And so I tried all the sports.
Variety.
They sent me to church with neighbors. Like they, they wanted me to experience as much as possible. And
love
I'm
it.
So grateful that I was exposed to so many different beliefs, values,
cultures.
Mm-hmm. That's really important to me. Moving on into sort of the teen, early 20 years, like, I'm from Boulder. I say it all the time. I had all of the resources I needed. And you can't overlook that. I grew
What's
up,
your word for, yeah?
I mean, it's Boulder. Hard to not say privileged. I'm not saying I'm grateful for it, but I'm grateful that the
resource, grateful for that. Yeah.
The resources that I needed to succeed, whether it was overcoming a learning disability or what, they were provided to me. And that's not the case. I work in a field where I make sure people get the resources they need now. And I don't think I'd even know what those resources need to be if I didn't have them myself.
That's what gave you your discernment. It's all coming together. The resources.
And then I'll kind of do it in three stages. Now I'm really grateful for the life that I have and the people that support me now. Like I've got an amazing wife and your family is amazingly
That's not one word,
supportive.
Man.
One word? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would say community.
So, ooh.
Yeah. Now I'm really grateful for community.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to answer some of these questions.
That's not how this works.
I've been asking you questions all the time.
Okay, ask me one. You get one less.
Okay, give me the time frame. What's one word that you'd use for gratitude right now?
How would I? One word.
One thing that you're grateful
for. Oh, one thing that I'm grateful
for. The word that you would use to say what you're grateful for, kind of like I did with community.
I'm giving it good. Hold on. Because there's a lot, I've got a Rolodex going on right now. Right now in my life, gentleness. I think that there has been, maybe it's this reaction time we're talking about, but and I'm not thinking about a decade of time, but I feel like I'm entering each day with a wider, more open, more gentle, I'm more in the moment with my folks, with this, like with all my peeps in my community, mm-hmm. and engaged in that way. And so I think that maybe it's a little bit of a slowing down is sort of what it feels like too. If you put me in slow motion, that's actually probably great.
Sorry, I tried last night.
I even listened to books at like one and a half, 1.7. Like I cruise. And so, yeah, I think in a very beautiful way, my gratitude, I'm indulging in it being in slow motion.
I love that. We didn't get into all the benefits because they're kind of obvious. We're not the first people to talk about gratitude. But one of the things that I don't think people immediately hone in on, you just did. When you're grateful and you're practicing gratitude, you are much more in the present than you could be if you weren't. That's one of the absolute
benefits.
That's
the noticing and naming in the specific. You have to be there.
You have to be in the moment.
If you take the moment to notice and name and not just put the shitty review on your phone right then or what, that's something I've never, ever done. I have ever. I'll give, if you send me your survey, I'll clap. But like, I don't know. Anyway. All right. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. No. This was a lot. I've really enjoyed this.
Gratitude adjustment. I can always, we're going to tweak it away like a DJ.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, thank you, baby, as always, for the conversation. Thank you to our listeners. You're always the purpose, the reason.
Love ninjas. Love. You keep us curious.
And the Rage Pirates. We can't leave them out.
I am. I think I'm like a team captain of like the defense, the left side defense.
Yeah. Strong side.
That's right.
All right.
Well, until next time.
I'm JT.
And I'm Jordan.
Be brave, beautiful friends.
If this podcast, or just JT, means something to you, it would mean the world to us if you had a second to share this episode or your favorite episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe or follow on the homepage at letsdigintothat.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We adore you, love ninjas.
And we see you, rage pirates.
Thank you.